Hey, thanks for listening to my podcast on Anchor FM. This is Jen with crystalclearwithjen.com. Have you ever just felt like you're leaving people behind, or people that you normally once wanted to be with all the time just don't feel right anymore? Have you felt like, I need new people, but I don't know where to seek them? And honestly, have you also felt like, as much as I need new people, they have got to inspire and uplift me, or I really don't want to be with them? Yeah. I think you feel me. Have you ever felt like the old people in your life, the ones that have been around for a while, maybe they're still complaining about the same things all the same years that you've known them and nothing has changed? And yet, here you are moving along on your path and it just doesn't feel good anymore. Like, maybe for several years you dealt with them and now you've leveled up in some sense and you're like, they just give me a headache, but I feel bad because I feel like I need to help them. No, not necessarily. Your spouse, your significant other, your children. Sometimes it could be your parents. Sometimes it could be a sibling. Sometimes it could be your best friend. Those are the people that you're literally energetically corded to, that no matter how much you ascend or level yourself up in your awareness, in your consciousness, in your life. I mean, when I say level up, I don't mean like, hey, I'm at this level now. I mean, like, you've become a better you in many different ways, and they just don't jive with your frequency. But what I'm getting at is you're sending out the frequency of a different you, a different version of you, and it doesn't work with the same old version of them. You're all energetically corded to the people closest to you. Sometimes those cords drain us. Sometimes they inspire us, uplift us, and fill us like with gasoline or energy or a higher frequency. You have to sometimes unplug those cords and plug into something new. Which brings me to my first point. You must find someone out there as a mentor, as a coach, as a person, friend, relationship. You don't have to know them. You could just maybe listen to their podcast, follow them on social media. I don't know, but there's got to be somebody you've got to shoot for. Yeah, it might seem out of your league today, but you know what? In like 2 months, you might be like really close behind them. But we all have to have someone on a different level that we're aiming for. And all the people that are maybe not where we are, maybe you would say, I'm going to be very blunt, maybe they're a little bit lower than you are right now, right? It's okay for you to feel like you don't want to leave them behind, but it is also not your duty to fix and help everybody. However, part of ascending into a higher level of consciousness, part of ascending yourself into a bigger level of awareness, part of improving your person, mind, body, and soul is grabbing someone by the hand and ascending them too. So, number one, the people closest to you, your children, your spouse, your significant other, your best friend, whatever those closest knit people might be, they are energetically corded to you. And you will most likely not undo those relationships unless they're ending. I don't think they will be ending for you. I think they're just evolving. You will drag them along with you as you rise up. But not everybody is meant to walk the higher road with you. So you have to also be okay with leaving them behind. The other thing is, recognize that even though they might not be ascending like you are, they might be pulling you down. So it's okay sometimes to like give a little slack and widen the gap between you. The other part of this message is, not everyone is meant to walk that path with you. And that goes back to what I just said about finding a mentor, finding someone that is uplifting and inspiring. And you're like, holy crap, I don't know what she's doing, but I want a piece of it. I don't know what he's doing, but I gotta be like that. We have to have something to aspire to. You will find people that will lead you, inspire you, guide you. You want to mimic them. You want to embody something that they have. But you're not going to be their best friend. You're not going to invite them over for dinner. You're kind of going to watch them from afar. Some people, you might have a relationship like that, and they will be that mentor, that role model for you. But we live in a society now where everything is online, everything is on social media. So you can follow those types of people and get that inspiration and get that guidance, get that encouragement that you need without feeling like you're less than. But you also have to let go of the ones that are dragging you down. I am not encouraging you to end relationships. I'm just encouraging you to find somebody that is lifting you up and plug a 3-prong cord into them and take a 2-prong cord that's draining you out of somebody else. It's totally okay for you to say, I can't fix all the problems my whoever in your life has. I will be supportive. I will love you, but I can't know every step-by-step that you have with your problem every day, all day long. I can't do it because those kinds of things are draining. And in the evolution of yourself, it's just not good for you to hear that. Yes, I know we'll always have the people who are suffering with grief or loss or divorce or broken relationships, and they need our love and support. And yes, we're totally there. We're totally meant to be there and be with them and inspire them. But what we're not meant to do is be completely drained by the negative. So you've got to plug into more positives. For a while, I found myself reading and listening to an app that gave me an uplifting thought or quote every morning, a Bible app, give you a verse to inspire you, a daily video, a daily podcast, a daily horoscope, yada, yada, the list went on and on. But I felt like I needed all of that new. I needed new ideas. And until I kind of plugged into like 10 different things, and then I unplugged from maybe 50, maybe I would say I plugged into 10 and then unplugged from 7, I found 3 really good ones that jived with me. That's what you got to go to. That's what you got to seek out. Your evolution is never going to be pretty, but it will be interesting. I assure you that. But it is important for you to recognize that some things do have to fall away to allow new things in. And yes, as I always say, looking at things from a different perspective is totally necessary. Totally. That's why journaling is important. I hope you found this podcast helpful today. If you'd like to speak to me one-on-one, you know how to reach me. You can find me in my group on Facebook, the Light Seekers Tribe. You can also reach out to me at crystalclearwithjen@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, supporting me. Have a great day.